Welcome to our service for the fifth Sunday of Easter. We begin with the lovely gospel hymn, "Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood." Dyma gariad fel y moroedd.
Loving kindness as the flood, where the prince of life our ransom shed for us his precious blood, who his love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise, he can never forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days. Ar garfariad yr ymrwygodd, holl ffynhon ar dyfnder môr, torodd hwch ar gau ar nefoedd, oedd yn gyfain hyd yn as a chariad negis diliw, yn ymdyfach dym ynghyd, a chyfiawnd yr pyr a heddwch, yn cysan i ai o gwyd.
Once, you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Collect for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, who, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, have overcome death and opened us to the gate of everlasting life, grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 2 to 10. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord.
Darlleniad o Efengyl Ioan, penod 14. Peidiwch a gadael i ddim gynhyrfu'ch calon. Credwch yn niw a chredwch yn ofynnau. Yn hi fynhad y mae llawer o drigfannau. Pyn a byddai felly a fyddwn ni wedi dweud wrthych fy mod yn mynd i baratoi lle i chi. Ac os a fy pharatoi lle i chi, fe ddof yn ôl a'ch cymryd chi ataf y hun, er mwyn i chithau fod lle rwy fi. Fe wyddoch y ffordd i'r lle rwy fi'n mynd. A meddai Tomos wrtho, arglwydd ni wyddom i ble rwy ti'n mynd, sut y gallwn ni wybod y ffordd? Dywedodd Iesu wrtho, mae fi yw'r ffordd a'r gwirionedd a'r bywyd. Nid yw neb yn dod at y tad ond trwy o fi. Os ydych wedi fod nabod i, byddwch yn adnabod y tad hefyd. Yn wir yr ydych bellach yn ei adnabod ef ac wedi ei weldef. A meddai Philip wrtho, arglwydd dangos i ni y tad, a bydd hynny'n ddigon i ni. A tebodd Iesu ef, a wyf wedi bod gyda chi cyhyd, heb i ti fod nabod, Philip? A mae'r sawl sydd wedi fy ngweld i wedi gweld y tad. Sut y medru di ddweud dangos i ni y tad? Ond i twyt yn credu fy mod i yn y tad a'r tad yno fi? Y geiriau rwyf i'n ei dweud wrthych, nid ohono fy hun y rwyf yn ei llefaru. Y tad sy'n aros yno fi, sydd yn gwneud ei weithredoedd ei hun. Credwch fi pan ddywedaf wrth fy mod i yn y tad a'r tad yno fi. Neu ynt ei credwch ar sail y gweithredoedd ei hunain. Yn wir, rwy'n yn dweud wrthych, bydd yr hwn sy'n credu yno fi yntau hefyd yn gwneud y gweithredoedd yr wyf fi'n ei wneud. Yn wir, bydd yn gwneud rhai mwy na'r reni oherwydd fy mod i'n mynd at y tad. Beth bynnag a fynwch yn fy enw i, fe'i gwnaf er mwyn i'r tad gael ei ogoneddu yn y mab. Os gofynnwch unrhyw beth i mi yn fy enw i, fe'i gwnaf.
Say, come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary. Resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water. Thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank from that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look up to me, thy dawn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I came to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. And in that light of life I'll walk till travelling days are done.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm always grateful that so many of you ask after my dad, Wilf, when we're in touch with each other. Most of you know that Dad lives in the house we own in Nanternis, near Newquay, with Sam living there also to look after him. Dad is quite well, and very well cared for by Sam and the family and the carers who come in daily. In his professional life, Dad was a structural engineer with an excellent reputation. Engineering is mostly, of course, a skill based on measurement and scientific understanding. But Dad also said to me once that for him it was a matter of feel. He could somehow feel what it was like to be a beam in a building, what would put the beam under stress or strain, and how it would respond. As you heard in today's epistle reading, St. Peter tells the new Christians he is addressing that they are part of a building, living stones, built into the spiritual temple that is the Church of Christ. Partly inspired by Dad, I once asked a church discussion group what part of the building they felt they were. I gave them various options. Perhaps they were a door, a way for other people to come into the church. Perhaps they were, as Peter himself was called, a pillar of the church, one who helps to bear all the responsibilities of the fellowship. Perhaps they were a window, letting in freshness and light when the place was dark and dusty. That was more than 30 years ago. But there were two responses I have never forgotten. The first was from a long-standing veteran of the church who thought that these discussion groups were a bit newfangled and unnecessary. "You don't want to open the window too wide," he said. "There'll be a draught." The second response, though, was from a woman I did not know well, a regular worshipper but rather a private person. She did not choose any of the options I had offered. Instead, she said, "I feel like a tile that's just hanging onto the roof by one nail." It was very revealing. It did show, first, that the discussion group was a good thing. She would never have said such a thing so directly in any other context. It showed us where she was and how we might help her. But it was also a lesson to me as a young curate about how little I knew about the church. The living stones of a Christian congregation are a multicoloured mosaic of different personalities, and they are often undergoing stresses and strains that the vicar cannot always know. It is terribly easy for the vicar to think that he or she needs to move the church along, to provide vision and direction, strong teaching and leadership, so that the church should become one body, functioning together with one purpose, moving in one direction. Perhaps that would be the ideal. But my first vicar, a very experienced clergyman, tried to warn me against that temptation. "We all want a seamless robe," he said, "but you can't have one." A Christian church is never like a seamless robe, or, to continue the building metaphor, a flawless building. It will always have unexpected corners, uneven floors to trip on, cracks and flaws in the stonework. It will always have those things, because it is made up of human beings. That is the church's weakness, but also much of the church's beauty. There will be much more variety, said C.S. Lewis, in heaven than there is in hell. Think for a moment of the brothers and sisters in your church, how much you miss seeing them, but also how very different they are from each other. There are those you might turn to when you want spiritual support and prayer, those you might turn to when you need someone reliable to help you with a job, those you might turn to when you want uncomplicated fun and laughter. Take a moment this morning to thank God for your brothers and sisters, and for the complex miracle that is the Christian Church. But perhaps take a moment also to reflect on how you would have answered that question that I first asked 30-something years ago. What part of the church building are you? Are you ornamental or useful? Reliable or inspiring? Or both? Or neither? You might think different things about yourself. They will almost certainly be different from the things that other people think about you. But whatever you might think about yourself, no matter what other people might think about you, remember whose opinion it is that really matters. St. Peter, in this morning's epistle, quotes the prophet Isaiah, "I am laying a cornerstone, chosen and precious." Think for a moment of who it was that wrote those words. Peter had been given a new name. You are Peter. On this rock I will build my church. One dark night in the high priest's garden, Peter came to know that even the strongest rock among the living stones has faults and flaws. Yet he would also come to know that he was still precious in the sight of the one who had chosen him, who had called him from his nets to be both an evangelist, a fisher of men, and now a pastor, a feeder of the flock. And so he tells these new Christians that they are, and will be forever, part of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a spiritual temple built and sanctified by God, even in the times when they feel as though they are hanging from the roof by a nail. Amen. Now it's time for our prayers. As we are now starting to do, we will say the Lord's Prayer first in English, led by David, and then in Welsh, led by John. Our intercessor today is Richard.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Ein tad, yr hwnwyt yn y nefoedd, sancteiddio'r enw, dilyd y deirnas, gwneli'r dewyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dyroi ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel y maddiw ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth eithi'r gwared ni rhag drwg, canis eiddo ti o'r deirnas, a'r nerth a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
An opening prayer. Risen Lord, be the light that shines upon us, through us and beyond us, that the worship of our hearts may be the worship of our lives, this day and all days. Amen. Dear Lord, we pray for your world today, a world in crisis, a world where hope seems but to be a dim flame. We pray for the leaders of nations who are struggling to make good decisions. We pray that the decisions they make be grounded in the love, mercy and forgiveness that your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, gave so wonderfully to the world through his life, death and resurrection. May our leaders find strength through humbleness and in a desire to serve the people at this difficult time. We pray for the nations of the world where the need to keep distance from one another is difficult. We pray for the nations of Africa, for India, Pakistan and Bangladesh, where food and medical supplies are scarce. We pray for our nation as thoughts turn to a planned move away from lockdown, a lifting of restrictions and more freedom to go out. We pray that the decisions made on these issues may be made with caution, with the knowledge that a precipitate move may lead to a sudden surge in COVID-19 cases. We pray that the people of our nation will behave in a sensible and responsible way to any lifting of restrictions. We give thanks for our health service, for all the doctors, nurses, healthcare assistants, cleaners and carers. We give thanks for their dedication, compassion and selflessness in putting the lives of their patients before their own. We ask that your Holy Spirit sustain them and protect them as they do their incredible work. We give thanks for the work of our emergency services. We pray for the crews of the ambulance service, the police, the fire and rescue, the lifeboat service and the Coast Guard. We give thanks for our own local community of Newquay and Cross Inn, where there has been a great coming together, a real sense of community, and we pray that that sense of community will continue to grow after the pandemic has passed. We pray for all the families and friends of those who have succumbed to this disease. May they know your strength in their grief. A closing prayer. The evening, especially when the wind is quiet, the birdsong soft upon the gentle breeze, the setting sun, and all is well. We live in very difficult times, and yet, if we hold to our faith, all in the end will become beautiful again. Life is beautiful, life is wonderful, and it is a gift from our ever-loving Father. Love life, cherish life, and love all those around you. Love is the most wonderful gift we have. So tonight, think of those you know that could do with a loving word, and call them tomorrow. Sleep in peace, for today is done, and tomorrow can wait. Amen.
Story of the cross.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you.
May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm.
May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you.
May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great Shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and work in you always that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Our surprise item this week is not actually a comic one. We've all been thankful for the work of NHS staff and for the work of those who work in care homes and social care. Our son Mike is a carer in the Black Country, caring for very disabled people, sometimes staying with them for 8 hours at a stretch. He's also a musician and songwriter, and we're going to hear this morning a song which is written about his work. What I like about this song is that it shows that Mike looks at the people he cares for as individuals, with lives and stories of their own. We dedicate it today to all the carers who are doing such brave and dedicated work. This is All in Quick Time by Mike Bainham.
At the morning's first light, fill up the thermos and saddle a bike. Let the cold wake you, don't let it shake you. So gloves in the pannier, we've got calls to make. So roll to me, roll to you, hoist 'em and slide. Get some fresh linen and raise the bedsides. We lay 'em down gentle, but all in quick time. First the ex-trucker who fell from his bike, but 8 cans of Stella will see him all right. Set them at his table, it's a shame to enable, but there ain't much to live for when stuck in your bed. So roll to me, roll to you, hoist 'em and slide. Get some fresh linen and raise the bedsides. We lay 'em down gentle, but all in quick time. Next is the sergeant, he'll take all he had, lost in his ritual and constantly sad. Wash, dry and shave him, I hope it'll save him. Quick faggin, we're off now and on with the day. So roll to me, roll to you, hoist him and slide. Get some fresh linen and raise the bedsides. We lay him down gentle, but all in quick time. Now is our lady, she's pious and kind, surviving the gulag, still fresh in her mind. Going to the kitchen, what's that I can smell? The gas on all night, but her son says, oh well. So roll to me, roll to you, hoist 'em and slide. Get some fresh linen and raise the bedsides. We lay 'em down gentle, but all in quick time. From the care co, the latest of 5. Ask for a favour, someone's on the sky. I can't say I blame them, but I'm back on again. No time for a sandwich or back to my den. So roll to me, roll to you, hoist 'em and slide. Get some fresh linen and raise the bedsides. We lay 'em down gentle, but all in quick time. mat pads and bedding, who'll set them to rights? It's carers, but you'll never see us in good light. No time, low pay makes things go astray, but it's still the old carer gets them through the day. So roll to me, roll to you, hoist'em and slide. Get some fresh linen and raise the bedsides. We lay 'em down gentle, but all in quick time.